Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pebbles, and this is episode 36 of Geek Out with Pebbles. And, I was kind of just, like, rushing through, like, setting this up tonight because I kind of lost track of time. Because I was playing with more hair because I'm styling a Super Saiyan 3 wig. So that requires playing with, like, a shit ton of hair. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, zero zeros, all zeros this time?
It did what now?
I don't know. You're, like, usually you have a more creative name. Now it just says, like, zeros, like, as a phone number.
Oh, my goodness. It's
what?
Say it's a me, Mario.
No, it doesn't say that. No, it doesn't say that. It should say that. Actually,
They've caught on to me.
that's my friend's name in my contact list for him. It's a me, Mario, because he looks like Mario. So, yeah, I was telling Steve before that I kind of don't really have anything planned for tonight because I got just, like, caught up in trying to make a spike from the Super Saiyan 3 wig. I made one spike, but there's still a lot of spikes to make. And, like, it's not really attached. Like, I had to make it separate, and then I have to attach it. It's a really complicated process.
How much did you guys talk about last week? I mean, I hate to judge it on subject, but how much did you guys watch? How much did you guys talk about?
I didn't see a preview.
You didn't see the preview?
Wait, you mean the one at the end of the episode?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you meant, like, maybe they had dropped a different preview. Sorry, no, because that kind of confused me the way you said that. Sorry, no, I did see the preview.
Okay, do you watch the preview at the end of the episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so we all know about Goku's pretty new look.
Yes, yes we do. I like Goku's pretty new look. Oh, wait.
He's getting the Ultra Instinct Master's form.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Opening up the chat as well. Oh, so yesterday I was on I was a guest star on Animazing Radio.
Oh.
Yeah, which before I got fun fact, before I started Geek Out with Pebbles, like way back last May. I was a guest co-host on a few shows to sort of, like, kind of figure out, hey, is this something I want to be doing and stuff like that, and to kind of just learn about podcasting and stuff like that from actually doing it and being a guest and co-hosting. So I was a guest on that, and that was really fun. Actually, you can listen to that on right on Blog Talk Radio, and check out Animazing Radio, because it's a pretty good show. They get a lot of really good interviews with voice actors and actresses. So I recommend it. So that's a shout out to Animazing Radio. Yay. Also, the link is on my Facebook page for last night's show, if anyone wants to check it out. All right, so, yeah, so, back to Dragon Ball Super and Goku's new look, because I'm actually pulling up a picture of it right now. It was Ultra Instinct Mastered, yeah. Now that I like it. I like the white hair. I mean, I wasn't surprised that, like, he finally got, like, a new look, because with Ultra Instinct. So, I wonder how many people are going to try this one by Anime Boston. I mean, you have a month to do the wig. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so, funny thing. So, one of the photo shoots I'm going to be doing at Anime Boston is for Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super. And I was, talking to, some of the people, that were, in the shoot, was commenting on one of the posts and saying that they need to add, Universe 6 people, because they didn't really have any on the list of who they'd be calling out for the photo shoot. So that got into a conversation with this guy who was going as the as Great Saiyaman. And somehow I instigated a pose battle between the Great Saiyaman and the Universe 11 Justice people, whatever their group is. And if there are any members of the Ginyu Force, the Ginyu Force. So that would be a three-way pose battle at a photo shoot. And there is a like high probability that that will happen, because one of the people that ended up commenting like during this conversation was the person who's running the shoot. So, this person really liked the idea. So, if that happens, that's all thanks to me. I mean, I think that'd be hilarious, a three-way pose battle between, like, those three groups. Like, just shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
So, yeah. all right. So that happened. Yeah, like, I still haven't, like, really, I haven't seen Black Panther yet, so we can't really talk about Black Panther.
I haven't seen Black Panther. I need to. Sure.
I need to also. Hopefully I'll be able to see it either this week or maybe on Saturday. Or something, I have no clue. And, like, next weekend, next Sunday, or I mean this Sunday, actually, I have a photo shoot that I'm going to in the city, and I have to figure out how I'm getting there, because, like, not in a place where I even know where I'm going. So, I mean, I have my friends that are, like, helping me out and be like, hey, you can take, like, this to that, but there's really no subway stop that actually goes there. There's a subway line that goes there. You'll have to walk either way. I'm like, damn it. Because as much as I love cosplaying as Bakugo, those boots are not comfortable to walk around in. They're really not. And, like, so I have to just figure out how I'm getting there in the morning, because it's in the morning. I thought it was going to be in the, I kind of was thinking and hoping it was going to be in the afternoon, which would give me more time to get there, but no, it's in the morning. So, on a Sunday when trains, like, into the city only run once an hour, so it's like, okay, this is just gonna be one of those days where you just gotta wake up early and get started. But it'll be fun because this is actually the first photo shoot that I'm going to that's not at a con. So someone actually reached out to me and invited me to the shoot based on seeing one of my cosplays. Bakugo, specifically my Bakugo cosplay. And I'm like, yo, acknowledgement! It's like acknowledgement for my hard work. Like, I put a lot of work into Bakugo cosplay, so it's like, oh, this is so cool to be recognized. Someone actually thinks it's good enough to invite to, like, you're like an outside photo shoot thing. So, yay! Congrats to me! Right?
Yeah, awesome.
Because I honestly never thought that, like, any of my cosplays would actually hit even close to that level of someone be like, oh, this person's cosplay, that character is really cool. I'm doing a photo shoot of characters, like, of, like, this type of character. And then, like, I get invited. I'm like, no, I never thought that. And it happened. And I'm like, yay! So I refuse to miss out on this. No matter how early on Sunday morning I have to wake up, I'm going. I'm not missing it. This is, like, one of the few opportunities I'm going to have right now. So, I mean, hopefully I'll have more opportunities in the future, but for now, this is, like, the first one I have. It's like, no, I can't miss it. I have to go. And so, yeah, that's my excitement. And, like, I don't really know what else to talk about. What about you guys?
I started playing Horizon Zero Dawn for the PlayStation 4 a couple of days ago. And, yeah, it's really interesting. It's like a post-apocalyptic kind of theme where you can go around with this chicken and she's got a bow and she can take over like different kinds of machines, but it's kind of really
all right.
Awkward to difficult to explain. What ends up happening is that she grew up as an outcast from her tribe, and in order to find out why she was outcast, she has to, you know, take the tribe's it's essentially a coming of age trial. I forgot exactly what they call it, but the gist of it is, you know, a giant obstacle course, possibly life-threatening, yada, yada, yada. But if you're the first to win, the matrons of the tribe will grant you a boon. And so you'll be like, oh, I'm gonna win. I'm going to ask them why they shunned me. And so you win. So you end up being raised by this other guy who's also an outsider, and he trains you from like a little girl, and he brings you up, and then you're this badass who, you know, she, like I said, she ends up taking the trial and she wins it, but right as she wins it, this cult comes in and starts like massacring everybody. Like, all you see is, like, arrows start raining down, and, like, next thing I hear is fucking, like, this guy with a fucking chain gun coming after me. I don't even know, like, how he got a chain gun, where he got a chain gun, he got a chain gun, and all I got is a little bow and arrow. So I'm running for my little dear life. But, as you progress through the game, you get different kinds of weapons that are all like different kinds of range weapons that do different kinds of things. Shock, run, freeze. You can like tear off pieces of armor from different robots. You know, your outfits are, of course, are armor, so you can, of course, guard against whatever. You get slots to, like, modify your, you put, like, little add-ons to your gear. You get to make ammo on the fly. I've got, like, precision arrows, my regular arrows. My fire arrows, get freeze bombs, shock bombs, and I've got this thing called a shock wire. And the shock wire is basically a trip wire that shock thing. Right now, I am trying to make my way through this dungeon of sorts. And what this can do is it can upgrade the this device that I found early on in the game that lets you override the programming of the machines. And so you can, like, use, like, you can, like, use them as mounts or whatever, or, like, they'll help you in combat. And so the higher upgrades you get, the higher tier of robots you can take over. And so this one's like really hard because if I get caught, I have to go through probably about 20 or so machines in this room. I have to go through this entire room and activate certain things without getting caught. Now, that doesn't mean I can't kill things in the way. It just means I have to get caught, not get caught killing things.
Yeah, that's usually helpful. Don't get caught.
And so that's what I've been working on for the probably past 2 hours, is trying to not get caught. Because otherwise what happens is I get swarmed by a whole host of things that I'm just not in the mood to deal with. And honestly, I don't have the healing items to deal with. I don't have the arrows to deal with. This is way too many.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't really been playing that many video games because I really just only play Pokemon. And
you get Ultra Sun, Ultra
Moon? Yep. And that's what
Pokemon
I'm playing.
Switch, like right now.
I don't have the Switch. I want the Switch.
I refuse to get the Switch until the Pokemon game comes out.
That's what I was saying.
But that's why I want it, because of that.
The words out of my head, man. I was thinking, like, oh, man.
They're going to force me to get the Switch for the new Pokemon game. I'm not okay with that. Like, damn it.
I'm perfectly okay with that.
No.
I've been waiting for, like, a modern graphics Pokemon since, like, forever, man. Like, I mean, you always see, like, anything that's, like, modern graphics Pokemon is always, like, a spin-off. It's never, like...
Wow, wait. There's a guest in the chat room.
Holy shit.
Hi, guest.
Yay. As
Hi.
A guest.
I love you. Don't
yes.
leave me.
We love having guests. We don't get them that often, so it's, like... So it's, be awesome if you want to continue to chat with us. So, we'll see. they continue listening and decide to talk. But who knows? So, Yeah, now I've mostly just been playing Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, so switching in between the two games.
Yeah, what are you doing on that?
Well, Ultra Moon I only recently started, so Ultra Moon is like I'm somewhere in the beginning of the game. Ultra Sun, I'm just like trying to find legendaries. And catch them, so. And so that's what I'm doing with Ultra Sun. And
so,
what?
I wish I knew I could do that.
Alright.
Oh, I'm. Anyway.
So I'm trying to think, what can we talk about? You guys have any topics? I usually I plan things ahead of time, but I really did honestly lose track of time tonight. It was at like 10 to 7. I was like, crap, I need to set up for my podcast. Shit. I kind of forgot. So, let's see. This is why I kind of wish I was, like, was able to have gone to the movies over the weekend. I could talk about something. And
Black Panther?
No, we already said that. We haven't seen it yet.
How about now? Have you seen it yet?
Nope.
Did you watch it now?
Nope.
How about now?
Nope. The only thing I'm going to see now is just like a picture of Black Panther.
I recently bought a DVD copy of Little Nicky.
That's a great movie.
I just watched
it. I love his old movies. I love Adam Sandler's old movies. I actually haven't seen Little Nicky in a long time.
I bought Little Nicky and two Reptar bars.
Yay! You got Reptar bars.
I had Reptar bars.
You had them. You ate them.
I couldn't stop myself.
Did you follow the directions on the back where it says, like, tear open, jump, and then roar like Reptar? Tell me you roared like Reptar.
It was amazing.
Yes! Yay! You're supposed to roar like Reptar! Roar! But no, I really haven't seen Little Nicky in a long time. I saw The Waterboy recently.
That was another good one.
Yeah, The Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Gatorade.
You know, and I kind of want to just like marathon a bunch of his older movies. I actually don't have that many of his movies on DVD. The only ones I have on DVD have 8 Crazy Nights, which I don't care what any of you say. That's like one of my favorite holiday movies. Like, don't hate.
Cat, Nicole Fowl.
I know, like, every song in that movie by heart, pretty much, for how much I've just watched it repeatedly, over and over. And I have 50 First Dates on DVD. That's the other one I have. And that's, like, one of my favorite romance movies. Like, yeah, this says a lot. This describes a lot about, like...
That's what a whole lot.
It does.
Amazing.
It really does. I consider 50 First Dates to be, like... one of my favorite
top class romance.
Yeah, no, like seriously, it really is. I don't like the really sappy romance movies. I never seen The Notebook, and I don't ever plan on seeing The Notebook. And like, I don't know, I just was never the biggest fan of just romance movies. And like, I just think that in 50 First Dates, it's just like, it's a really sweet sentiment that he's just like, he's trying so hard to just get her to just remember him. And it, I don't know, it's just, I like it, but yeah. So, I'm weird, alright? But we knew that already. Like, pretty sure, like, anyone
sure
that's listening to this
one
knows I'm weird. And I'm fine with being weird. I like being weird. But, yeah. So.
You're an individual.
I am an individual. So we lost the guest.
No.
In the chat room. I'm not entirely sure what got rid of them, but they're not in the chat room anymore.
How could they do this?
I hope it wasn't anything I said.
It was everything that you said.
Probably was.
You said 50 cents. You're like, you know what? This person has no change because they think 50 First Dates is like high class romance. They have no idea.
Yeah.
This bitch needs to see 50 Shades of Grey to understand.
No. Never seen it. Don't want to. Also, like, I know you keep telling me to watch Fate Stay on Crunchyroll, and like, I keep meaning to.
You don't.
I know, I keep meaning to, but like, I get distracted by shows like the School Babysitters one. Have you seen the School Babysitters one?
No.
With the little kids?
No.
No? Oh my. It's like, it's really adorable.
I'm sure it is.
So I've. Well, I'll watch Fate Stay eventually, but I kind of got distracted by the cuteness. I mean, if you watch an episode, you'll understand how I got distracted by the cuteness. So yeah, that's what I've been watching, and I'm sorry, but maybe during the week I'll get to Fate Stay, okay?
Okay. I'm gonna remind you You should remind me. I'm going to remind you.
All right. Okay. Yes.
You reminded me.
You will. Just keep reminding me about it and don't let me forget, and I'll watch it.
I'll be like, Darcy, do you know what time it is? You need to go, time is it? You'll be like, it's time to watch Shakespeare, right?
Yeah. All right, I'll watch it. I'm not adding random other things to my queue right now. I'm not doing that. I'm so not doing that right now.
I'd like to believe you, but somehow I don't. It's just a weird feeling I have. Like, somehow I just can't believe that. I don't know.
May or may not have added a few more shows. But no, I promise, I will get to Fate's Day, okay?
What if I heard that
before? I will. Try and get to it after I watch more of, like, the School Babysitters show.
What is School Babysitters?
Okay, it's... So... This kid in eighth grade and his like 3 year old like his like 2-3 year old brother, their parents die in a plane crash, and this like old woman whose daughter and son-in-law also died in the plane crash, she decides to, like, adopt the two of them. And she's, like, the head, like, she's, like, the principal of, like, a boarding, of, like, a private school. So she allows them to, the kid in eighth grade to go to the school. And as long as he, like, works, at like the babysitting at the daycare area for the kids for the teacher's kids, who are all like 3 year olds or like younger. So it's just really about like him and his brother and his like little kids, and they're just so adorable. And like there's some sad moments in the show. I actually like cried in the first episode.
Wow.
And like from then on, it's just like super cute and adorable.
Show?
No, not really. It's only that first episode, at least for me. Had me crying a bit. Like not like crazy like crying. Not like when I cried for Mary in One Piece and when Ace died. Spoiler alert. I teared up a bit. But it's just like, it's just so sweet and like, it's just like them trying to just like get by and like move on and stuff like that and still be a family, and I don't know, but like, and like how they're growing up, and it's just really cute. And like, if you just like, it's not really that many episodes. There's 8 episodes right now, and like the 6th episode is my favorite so far, because it's just really funny. And yeah, no, I recommend it. Like, if you just want to watch something that's just cute, and like, it's cute and it's funny. Like, it's got some good humor, and the main character, his little brother, his name is Kotaro. That's Kotaro. And basically, like, he's like the little, like, the 3-year-old. He doesn't talk that much, but he's got like the most expressions. He's got like, he doesn't need to talk that much. He says it all through like his facial expressions. It's hilarious. So I recommend it. It's on Crunchyroll. And yep, that's about it.
What else is there?
What?
I don't know. What else is there?
I've actually been told to start watching The Ancient Magnus Bride.
You should watch that too. But you should watch Fate Stay before that.
Well, it's also on my queue. And like, the reason I haven't watched it yet, because I read the first volume of the manga, and I didn't really like it. It was too slow. And maybe that was just the way the manga was paced. I just couldn't really get into it. But, like, I'll give the anime a shot. I don't know. Like, I mostly, like, just, I'm waiting for, I mean, Dragon Ball Super ends in March, sometime in March, and then My Hero Academia returns in April for season 3.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, it will. Oh, I can't wait. But that'll be like another thing that we're going to be talking about.
Absolutely.
Oh, did I show you a picture of the Bakugan that I got, Steve?
The who do I?
Did I show you a picture of the pillow that I got at Katsucon?
No.
No?
No.
Let me take a picture and show it to you. But wait, there's more.
That's funny.
There's more, though. Because it's, like, it flips. Come on. Yay.
That's funny.
I know. I love the Baku Rage side.
Thank you.
So yeah, that's what I got at Katsucon. One of the things I got at the con, because I was like, I need to get this. It's so adorable.
It
was gonna be this. It was gonna be this or the Kachan hat. But I decided to go with this. All right, anything else?
You're the host. You gotta.
I know.
I mean, we'll be glad to talk about whatever you can think of, but.
I know. I'm trying to think of stuff. This is why, I was panicking before. While I was studying this, I was like, I have nothing, because usually I set up, I prep, I get some topics together, at least of hour, a couple hours before the show, but I just kind of got distracted by attempting to get this one spike to work, because if that one works, then I know that my idea is actually going to work. And it would make spiking the wig a lot easier if this works. But it's proving, more, of an effort than it should be. And, I'm not okay with that.
So, I am looking at the releases for next season, for the spring of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the return of Shokugeki no Soma.
Yay! Food Wars.
Food Wars. For the second half of Third Plate.
Yes. I've been waiting for that.
We've got Boku no Hero Academia, third season.
Yay!
Yes.
Darling in the Franxx is going to be a 24-episode series. That's interesting.
Wow.
I watched the first episode. It's called Darling in the Franxx. It's a mecha anime by Trigger, the same people that did Kill la Kill. And, they're on episode 8 of that. I've only seen the first episode. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
Oh my. High School DxD returns.
Ooh.
Sword Art Online Alternative Gun Gale Online.
No.
What?
But that's only because I'm not a big fan of Sword Art Online.
Has science gone too far?
It is sort. It's the game from the second season of Sword Art Online. That world that they're in, the Gun Gale Online, with an alternative cast. I gotta see this because the main character, the bio on this. Kohei Ryurumaki Karen is a 183-centimeter tall college student who's insecure about her height and is bad at dealing with people in the real world. Oh, okay. So, like, yeah, 183 centimeters. Yeah, this is the world of Gun Game Online with their avatar Lens, who is less than 150 centimeters tall and weighs all pink. She meets a beautiful brown-skinned female player who goes by Pita Hui. They hit it off. But one day, Pita Hui pressures her to participate in a squad jam, a team, a battle royal variation of the Bullet of Bullets tournament.
What?
So,
was that
did you see the second season of Sword Art Online?
I don't watch Sword Art Online. Not a fan of it.
Okay. What about you? I forget. Oh, zero.
Aaron, have you seen Sword Art Online?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. So this is. I mean, it's what I said it is.
It's like the same thing, but without the same.
It's like Gun Gale Online, but with like a different
down.
Cast. And like this chick's like, I guess she's like super tall in real life. So in order to compensate that, she's like super midgety in the game.
Tall waifu for laifu.
Tall waifu for laifu. Anyway, Persona 5, the animation, which is based off the video game Persona 5. This anime is called Caligula. And that makes me giggle.
What's it called?
It is called Caligula. And I don't know if you know what Caligula is.
I don't know, but it sounds funny.
Caligula was this movie based off of... it was based in, like, ancient Rome. And, like, it was basically... It was far more porn than movie. The whole movie is basically a giant Roman orgy. You got guys on guys, you got girls on girls, you got guys on girls, you got everything.
You got man on other man's wife.
Man on other man's wife. You know, you name it.
It is my right.
Yes. But this Caligula is not that.
What? Why did you get me all hyped up? How dare you?
Wow.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, no, that was terrible. Awful.
From reading this summary of the anime, the Caligula, it's like it looks like it's hold on, so it's like a digital world called Mobius. So, like, there's, like, a virtual, like, AU idol that has, like, sentience and self-awareness. and like her songs lure people who are suffering in the real world and can relate to her songs into the digital world of Mobius. And it says once they enter, people forget that the real world exists. And regardless of age or gender, they are turned into students and forced to experience school life over and over. Which, like, whatever the, like, I don't know what the fuck the symbol is, but, like, the, like, AU idol thing considers the most radiant time in a person's life. The U? Or Q?
Muse.
Okay.
That symbol is
called
Muse.
Alright. So yeah, it seems interesting, but like clearly not Roman orgy interesting.
No. You really like should have. Oh, God, Cactus Akira is still gonna be on.
Yeah.
Red hand. I have yet to watch that yet, but I should.
Their card is really good.
Piano no Mori, a tranquil tale about two boys from very different upbringings. Oh, this sounds gay already. On one hand, you have Kai, born of the son of a prostitute, who's been playing the abandoned piano in the forest near his home ever since he was young. Oh, this is getting gayer even still. And on the other hand, you have young, Suhei, practically breastfed by the piano, as the son of a family of a prestigious pianist. Yet the common bond of the piano is that eventually, it is their common bond with the piano that eventually intertwines their past and life. Yep, I was right. It's gay. That was terrible. Too far, maybe.
Oh, Lupin the Third.
Ow.
Well, it's a film, so. Of course, it's a movie, but. Is it a film or. No, it's actually a series, yeah.
Oh my.
There hasn't been new Lupin in a long time.
Hey, guess what's coming back?
What?
You're never going to believe me.
What?
Beyblade?
Oh,
Beyblade.
Shit.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It really is. It's at the bottom of
Beyblade.
The list I have on here.
Beyblade Burst shows it too.
Wow.
Oh, man. I'm definitely
there's
gonna
no
watch
summary
Beyblade,
yet.
Man. No summary yet. It doesn't need a summary. It's Beyblade.
I know.
I found a summary right here. Top.
You did?
See, right there. I found it.
I haven't watched Beyblade in so long.
How fast can you spin your top?
Exceedingly fast.
They better have
I used to have one.
And uses, like, some kind of gas-powered contraption to spin his top faster than everyone else.
I bet you I can spin my top faster than you can spin your top.
There's, like, some other guy that cheats, and he's got, like, knives attached to his Beyblade. These are street rules.
I'm looking through the list also. There's nothing that's standing out either. Beyblade's standing out, but I mean, like, aside from the ones we mentioned.
I need more One Punch.
One Punch Man? I don't think it's gonna happen. If it doesn't happen by now.
It needs to.
It does need to, but...
It does. I agree. We see Steins Gate, though, on the list for spring anime.
Never watched the original.
I have.
Gundam Build Divers could be interesting.
Well, it's a new Gundam series.
Yeah, it's, I think this is the one, because Gundam Build Fighters, I think, is the one where they have a mod, like, it's basically like model Gundams. That was a weird one. They get like model Gundams and they fight.
Oh, that is weird. There's also, what was it? I passed it. Full Metal Panic. Invisible Victory.
Well, I know they've had a bunch of those, so, like, this is looking like it's going to be, like, a bunch of, like, old things brought back. I mean, we've got Lupin the Third, Part 5, Cutie Honey, which was, you know, way back in the day.
Cutie Honey's old. Like, isn't that, like, 80s?
Yeah, Basilisk. That's way back in the day. Captain Tsubasa, which... No, that's I don't think it's the same thing.
No, that's like some soccer thing.
That's a soccer thing, yeah. I think you're thinking of something else.
Were you thinking of Tsubasa Chronicles?
Maybe that.
Yeah. That's different. That's like the one with the Cardcaptor Sakura characters, only in like alternate universe. Which I don't know if they had an anime for Tsubasa Chronicles. I only ever read the manga for it.
I think they did.
Oh, shit, really? Wow.
Yeah.
All right, damn, time flew by. Okay, so, quickly, don't forget to follow me here on Blog Talk Radio and check me out on Facebook, DJ Pebbles at Geek Out with Pebbles, and... subscribe on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I'm going to apologize in advance for being lazy with my YouTube channel. I've been having some trouble editing the videos. My friend's supposed to be coming over to help me, but he hasn't. So, yeah. All right. that's my update on that right now. And so, yeah. Thanks for being on the show with me, guys, for this really more random episode that didn't really have much planned. And good night.
Good night.
Good night. Tomorrow, tomorrow.